You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's that time of the week where we have a chat with our very own social media team to give us a bit of an update as to what's trending on social media and, well, really what we all need to be talking about. Joining us from the RNIB social media team this week is Hayley Spencer-Edwards. Hayley, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start with the trends, shall we? What's been trending in the blind and partially sighted community?
Well, we've been posting quite a lot about misconceptions about blind and partially sighted people, and a lot of the community has shared their kind of own views on this and their own experiences too. Something that's coming up time and time again is sort of the idea that blind or partially sighted people should look or act in a certain way, from the idea that all blind and partially sighted people have to use canes or guide dogs or wear sunglasses or not to use phone. Isn't the reality for most people in sight loss, and we and other members of the community online have been sharing a lot of information to dispel these misconceptions, from information that 93% of people can see something to reminders for the general public to remember that blind people don't look a certain way when they comment on our posts.
What's been trending more in general on social media this week?
This week has been a variety of different things that are trending, from Maggie Smith tributes, who was in Harry Potter. She passed away this week, to appreciation posts to Muden, the little hippo, to Fanny, the Great British Bake Off chicken cake, to discussing like telly shows such as Netflix's Nobody Wants This, Philip Schofield's new TV show, Chris on Strictly, of course, and the announcement of like Dancing on Ice contestants. So it's been quite a mixed bag where we've been able to kind of infiltrate and kind of remind people to be accessible and kind of educate at the same time. So yeah.
Has there been a water cooler moment on social media, you know, something that made you laugh a bit and was more quite amusing?
We've been discussing quite a lot about Chris and his journey on Strictly Come Dancing. It's kind of quickly becoming quite a defining moment on social media, not just in entertainment, but in kind of reshaping the public perceptions about disability. A lot of discussion has been around the kind of the word inspirational, and, you know, when do you call somebody who is blind or partially sighted inspirational? And there's been lots of discussion within the social media team about how do we kind of express that to our community.
So how has the social media team been championing accessibility this week?
We constantly look for opportunities to kind of educate and raise awareness, from like kind of jumping on like Great British Bake Off tweets to F1 tweets to anything that's kind of trending. We also look at kind of little reminders. So today we did a reminder of like a little TED talk of how to make your posts included alt text, to add hashtags in camel case, to only use one or two emojis and make sure that you know what they mean, so that when screen readers are picking them up, they, you know, they are kind of transcribed in the correct way. So we're constantly championing and constantly looking for opportunities to re-educate, where you're just doom scrolling and you go, oh, hang on, I did not know about that, and you kind of educate that way. So we've been kind of looking at those sort of opportunities.
Can you give us a bit of a sneak preview of your upcoming content over the next week on your social media pages?
We have got quite a lot of awareness days this week. So International Music Day. So we've got a video with Abby and Dave from our Conversation Between series. National Coffee Day. So we've got our wonderful colleague. She's making a coffee and kind of demonstrating how to use a liquid level indicator. So that's what we can get from the shop. We've also got National Poetry Day, and there'll be some lovely content around the 3rd of October. We've got World Smile Day. We've got Percy talking about how audio description makes them happy. We've got an announcement this week as well, which is quite exciting, a new visible better employer on Friday that we're going to announce. And also we're going to be keeping tabs on Chris on his moves on Saturday on Strictly too.
And if people would like to see all that content, including tips on brewing a good coffee and an accessible coffee, shall we say, where can they go to do that?
So firstly, we've got our private Facebook groups. They are a really great place to connect with blind and partially sighted people living near you, or as a parent or carer of a child with a vision impairment. There's kind of groups wherever you live. Just Google RNIB Facebook groups to get you started. We're also available on Twitter or X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, Threads, and YouTube. So just search RNIB and we'll come up at the top of your feed.
Fantastic. Plenty of things to look out for there on social media this week, and plenty of trends we've talked about too. So thank you very much, Hayley Spencer Edwards from the RNIB social media team, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.